You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Bill in Michigan, what's going on in your kitchen?
I've got a Formica counter with a Formica splash drywall. The counter fits into the exterior wall of the house. Okay. And in the wintertime, the backsplash separates from the drywall by about a quarter of an inch. So the caulking is all pulled away from the drywall. And it was one of those projects that I kept putting off and putting off. And in this late spring, I went to re-caulk it, and it hit. Sealed back up.
The mysteriously moving countertop. Well, you know, what's happening here is, you know, when in the winter, things dry out and you get a lot of expansion, and so it's just pulled away. So I think timing here is key. But a cup.
Do it in the winter when it's got the space.
It'll compress in the summer. You won't have to worry about it. When you do this caulking, one thing to keep in mind is because this is in a kitchen area, you want to use a caulk that has a mildicide in it. DAP makes a caulk, for example, that has microban, an antimicrobial additive. It's sort of like the Intel inside in the caulk. And it's smart in that it doesn't grow any mold, because once that area gets wet, it'll turn nasty looking.
And make sure when you're going to put that caulk in there that you clean that area in the space with the bleach and water solution just to get rid of any mold or mildew that might be growing in there. And then let it dry really, really well before you go ahead and put that caulk in there, because you don't want any mold to grow behind it. This way it'll get a nice clean seal.
And Bill, if you have any areas that have large gaps in it, you want to stuff those gaps first. If you can get some of the flexible foam rod, you can shove it in there, or just take newspaper and roll it in there, because you don't want to have, you know, a really, really thick wad of caulk. You just want to have about caulk that's about a quarter of an inch thick. Not any thicker than that, or it's not going to dry properly. You know, for years I worked in new construction while I was growing up, and I put in a lot of kitchens in. Of course, the last thing you do is caulk that countertop. And man, we had to caulk some pretty wide gaps. I think that I dare say I used a spackling knife and a caulk gun together more than once. Bill, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.